just down the street in D.C. I'm from D.C. I'm from the area. You know, just, you know, quick ride up the street and just, you know, be a part of this organization, the type of guys here, you know, brought in Chip Kelly, the new regime, and just, you know, being a part of a great, successful team.
When you talked to Chip Kelly and Howie Roseman, what did they kind of say about what your role might be or what they liked about you that makes you a good fit?
You know, just me being a physical receiver, I don't know my role yet. You know, I'm going to go out there and figure it out. You know, but whatever my role is something that they want me to come in here and do, and I'm excited to do it. You know, they have great guys here. They have great receivers here. And, you know, I can't wait to meet them, you know, and mesh with them and just be a part of the team and do whatever I got to do.
Your second-round pick, there's been injuries, there's been inconsistencies. How do you assess your career to this point, and how do you explain last season in particular?
If I'll be honest with you, I don't like my career. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to stay healthy. You know, I haven't stayed healthy. I had a problem with injuries, and, you know, when I was healthy and out there, I made plays. I was consistent. Yeah. But the big thing for me is to stay healthy. You know, it's no secret for me. You know, I know that. I'm going to be honest with myself and, you know, just come in here and do what I got to do. You know, the old thing wasn't working what I got to do, so I'm finding new ways to, you know, stay healthy, doing the little things that I got to do. And, you know, that's just what I'm all about, being a better professional.
Was that the issue last year, injuries?
Yeah, definitely. Injuries was the thing, you know, and just, you know, but that's the past. I really don't even care too much about it. I'm looking forward. I'm an Eagle now, and, you know, that's that.
So how do you avoid getting injured?
How do I avoid getting injured? You know, maybe not being so physical is little things that I do, you know, sometimes, you know, go down sometimes, you know what I mean? But, you know, just that's pretty much it. But, you know, injuries come with the game. You know, it comes with the game, and, you know, I'm learning, you know, ways how to, you know, practice and play better. So, you know, that's going to come, and, you know, hopefully I got that out the way and just ready to go forward.
Have you talked to any of the Eagles training staff? They're pretty specific now about any kind of training regimen you can to avoid injuries. Have you talked to them at all about that?
No, not yet. You know, I have a trainer, and, you know, we've been going all those type of things. And, you know, looking back and going back and assessing my career, you know, how I've gotten injuries. I never had injury in college, which is a weird thing. But when I got to the NFL, I had injuries. So, you know, maybe we got to fix that. You know, some things I got to fix. And, you know, I'm not afraid of it. And I'm just looking forward to doing it.
Was the injury that landed you on IR last year, was that the shoulder or was that the knee?
No, that was my knee. My shoulder wasn't an issue.
Okay.
My shoulder wasn't an issue. My knee really wasn't an issue, but, you know, things need to be done. I ended up on IR, and, you know, I took it, you know, and I'm bouncing back.
How important do you think it is for a team to have kind of a bigger, more physical wide receiver?
You know, it's always good, you know. You know, you got the big, the small, fast. You know, being as though Chip Kelly's style of play in his offense, you know, you never know, you know, how I'm going to be used. You know, you got Macklin, Deshaun Jackson. Those guys are, you know, burners and, you know, fast twitch guys, great guys. And, you know, I'm just trying to get in with them and mesh with them and whatever I bring to the table as far as anything, you know, running kicks back, what have you. I'm ready to do it.
Do you think, like, your style of play kind of meshes with them because they are, like you
burners? It does. You know, big, fast guy. But, you know, it brings a different dimension to their game also. You know, it works out for, you know, every last one of us.
For some people who haven't seen you play that often, I mean, how would you describe your style? Is it physical is your best attribute?
Yeah, you know, physical. You know, a guy that, you know, get the ball in my hands, a guy that can run after the catch.
How much do you know about Chip Kelly's system? How much have you seen? Did you watch Argon a lot?
I don't know too much about it. I've seen it. You know, it's high, you know, high pitch, fast. You know, they throw the ball. You got to be in shape for it. You know, coming from college when I was in Illinois with Ron Zook, we ran the no huddle. We ran the spread offense. So I kind of know similar things to what it's about. And, you know, you just got to be ready. You got to, you know, get your stuff from the sideline. You just don't know. You catch everybody off balance. And, you know, hopefully as soon as I, you know, pick it up and hit the ground running, you know, that would be great.
And now you mentioned returning. That's been a weakness here. Is that a role you think you can have, especially in kick returns?
Yeah, you know, whatever they want me to do, I'll do it. You know, if they want me to run kicks, I definitely run kicks. I have ran kicks in the past in college and with the Bucks. So, you know, if I got to run kicks back, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability.
And you were in kick coverage also, right, at Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I ran down in kick coverage.
Did you expect to be on a different team this year?
No.
No?
No. Well, in the back of my mind, yeah. Yeah, no.
You know? but was the type of thing that the trade caught you off guard, or were you expecting something?
I was expecting. I'm not gonna lie. I was expecting. I wanted to move forward. I didn't want to be there.
Yeah, and this seems to be a situation where it's a new system, new coach, a lot of opportunities in terms of the roster. Do you look at it that way too?
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of opportunities, but you know, a chance to be around great guys. You know, I assessed everything, looked at everything. You know, the type of coaches and guys that they have here. You know, I'm just, you know, ready to show them that I could work and, you know, just be a part of those with those guys.
Did you not want to come back because you felt like you needed a change of scenery?
I just needed a change of scenery. You know, I just needed a fresh start. I just needed to, you know, the situation just wasn't going right. You know, that's all I'm saying.
And they extended you 1 year today?
Yeah.
Is that right? So you're through 2014 now?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you feel like you have the skill set to play inside in the slot? I know you played mostly outside, right, in Tampa?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I had the skill set to play both. You know, I think I'm a mismatch in the slot, you know, just with my speed and size. But, you know, I'm going to see where I fit in, and I'm going to go with it.
Do you know Mike at all? Do you know Mike Vick at all?
No, I don't. Okay. I know him from,
yeah.
You know, from watching and, you know, that stuff. So I don't know him.
And your knee is pretty much all healed now?
Yeah, I'm as healthy as me.
So you'll be good to go April 1st?
Yeah, okay. I'll be good to go.